56. 104.
Okay.
He hit me off. I was going to go for 104, but then he went, don't go too high.
Okay, 104. We'll take 104. 104
is my official guess.
Take B, host, on this podcast.
Same, bro.
No, you'll see.
Damn.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to 13. Have we started?
That's so true though. It's so true.
Welcome
to 13 podcast. So before you start watching this, it's going to be such an exciting episode. Make sure you like, subscribe and turn on those notification bells.
Good job.
We'll be posting every Saturday at 8 UK time.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a bit baseless for me. Welcome back to
Welcome back to the final 13 Again podcast of this year.
We are going to be doing a end of year
quiz. Now? Oh yeah.
Yeah. End of year
quiz
that I have prepared for these two goons. Anywho.
We prefer Muppets. Okay. Thank you.
Fair enough. Before we get into that, as Harvey over here wanted the quiz to be the climax of the video, we're going to start with a bit of a natter, as we normally do. So take it away.
Yeah, way to make it natural.
My liege.
How am I supposed to come off of that?
Okay, like the, I don't know.
The energy. You're now host Zed.
Damn.
I'll just sit back here while you two chat for a bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, so Tills, we went to see Tilly's panto. I nearly called it a ponto. Poncho. We saw her panto yesterday, and I was genuinely pleasantly surprised. Not just... But no. Only because it's a panto and you know what to expect with a panto. It's always going
to
be like
we'll a
mess.
Though,
yeah.
Won't we? Woo.
But like with
that's the best bit.
With both everyone on stage performances and of course Tilly's performances, because frankly Tilly can tell that she knows that she's being intently watched in every second when we're in the audience.
I was going around to everyone going, God, I'm so nervous. Everyone's like, wow. I was like, my family. did you see what?
And then everyone else goes,
Did you see what me and Kia did?
At which point?
So we were in the background of one of the scenes, and all of a sudden, so there's like two people talking down stage right, and we were just sat at the back, and Kia goes, come over here, we're going to point to your family. And I was like, no, we're not.
When?
So it was at the
Kia beginning. Kia being the main character of the show.
It was at the beginning of Act 2, after the, like, hear me with your best shot, that song.
Yeah.
And we stood up, and we were just talking, and then we went like this at you guys.
Oh, I did not notice that, actually.
And then you did it with Isabel.
Oh, like, amazing.
And then you guys must not have seen.
I don't know if I actually said this to you. I know I said it to Isabel yesterday. She scared the shit out of me. And I don't know whether she
Was it her that was running?
It was her.
Yeah.
So I was just looking in a different direction. At this point, they'd got water guns and stuff out. And I was watching people get blasted in the face. And then Isabel sprints up the aisle. Because we're sort of sat, like, I don't even know how to explain it. But
in
sort
front of a sound.
Yeah, in front of the sound box, but there was an aisle between another load of seats. She ran up the aisle and grabbed the railing in front of me, and I utterly, you know, at Tully's, all this kind of stuff, I have never shat myself as much as when she was in my face at that railing. I was like, oh my, and I didn't even realize it was Isabel. I was in so much shock, but yeah, good show.
We thoroughly enjoyed it, and there was one bit where apparently you messed up, but none of us noticed, so that was kind of...
What did you mess up?
Ratted me out. Well, basically, there's a bit of a story behind this. Because our dance captain, called Amy, she's so amazing. She's so good. She is the understudy to all the main roles.
Right.
And she is the person who lifts me. I do two lifts and she lifts me in both of those. And she had to be the understudy. So we had another girl come in who is also amazing. She's a really good dancer and she's very good with the lifts. But she does the lifts very, very differently to Amy.
Gotcha.
And I'm so used to doing them with Amy.
Yeah.
And so when we got to, I don't know how to explain it, but there's a lift where someone lifts you in the air and you're kind of in a straddle. And before I got up to the last bit, we kind of tipped sideways, but there was a girl behind me who like helped me up there. So we got
thank God.
The end. But that lift has, the two lifts haven't been, they've been really good on stage, but we've had problems with them in the past.
It's fine,
but
though,
it's
because
fine.
you had your panto face on, you were excited, you were happy, and as much as Max and I are really good at accidentally taking the attention away at anything we attend.
We're rather loud.
We were also very much in mind of, like, if you're at a panto, the people on stage want the audience to get involved. Like, they don't want it to just be
we were hyping up the rest of the audience.
Yeah. So we were, like, whooping, cheering.
Well, at the end of every single song or dance, Max would go, yeah!
Yeah, man. And just start clapping.
And so one of my mates goes, who's that man? That's my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Max.
And there was also, I was pretty proud of this. A part in the show.
What he did.
Yeah. He came off and he was like, yeah, I heard your brother.
So there's this part in the show where there's a magic arrow and they put it on the side of the stage. It's like, if someone goes near the arrow, make sure you shout, don't touch the arrow. And by God, was I not going to let someone touch the arrow. So I was waiting and I was watching and I could feel that this character was about to head towards the arrow. And so I kind of caught them before they even finished their line.
Yeah, she had a whole bit that she was going to do on stage and Harvey just shut it down.
But then everyone else joined in and it was amazing because we stopped her. Yeah. So anyway, teamwork.
Well done, Harvey.
Thanks.
Right, do we want to get on to this year's end of year quiz?
Should we just say no?
No, yeah, we don't.
All right. Bye. I'm just going to tease it wherever I can. If you've got something else you want to chat about, then that's fine. But I'm going to try.
No, we just meant we don't want it at
all. We've got nothing else.
We can go home now.
Yeah.
I have arrived.
Thanks for watching the 13 Again podcast. We've been Max, okay, Harvey and Tilly. Feel free to subscribe.
My sexy sidekick, can we get some buzzers, please?
Dobby, don't.
He looked absolutely...
I want blue, please.
Dobby looked devastated.
Jarring.
Ready? Yeah.
Oh, that one's such a cool sound.
Okay, so it is, I'm afraid, a shortened version of our usual end of year quizzes.
That's
this
fine.
Year. However, it hasn't lost any of its quality. It's
Am
all
I
still there.
Confused?
What do you mean?
You said it's shorter than most of our end of year quizzes.
You're never in them. You did the first one and then we never had you back because you were terrible.
I did the first one?
No, yeah. She was my sidekick.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
I just sort of lifted you up into shot every now and then yeah, put you down to the side.
Well, you really underperformed in that video.
I read the questions.
That was probably the same one. I probably got you to read a couple questions and you probably read them wrong. Right, so we are going to start with round one. Anyone want to take a guess of what the topic is for round one?
Oh, I know.
Questions.
There are questions.
True or false?
Incorrect. It's pop culture. Woo! So things that have happened in 2024. So I would like for you both to wait until I have finished the entire question to buzz,
okay,
please.
Okay, we all know that's not going to happen, though.
Harvey, wait for me to finish the entire question before buzzing, please.
What if I know?
I know the answer.
Go on, then.
He won't.
Right, -1 point for Tilly, please, Dobby. Yeah, Dom, I forgot to say, I'm probably going to need you to take score.
See, we should have just
you
done
can just do it on
so
your
we
phone.
Could have kept our own scores.
Or you could, there's a pen over there.
Dobby wants a whiteboard, so we're going to stop production for Dobby.
Okay. Right. Is everyone ready?
No. I want a whiteboard.
Question number one. In February, an unlicensed Willy Wonka experience went viral. That was this year. How crazy is that?
That is crazy that
was
this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what that... I've never heard about this.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I'm
then.
So winning.
But where did it take place?
Do we get multiple choice? London.
Incorrect.
Glasgow.
It was, in fact, Glasgow, I'm afraid.
I don't know that this happened.
That is a point to Harvey.
Do you remember the unknown? Beware the unknown. And then man in a mask.
I think for a few of these, I'm going to have to give a couple multiple choices because I based on that shite that just happened, she ain't gonna get a lot of these.
Yeah, but I'll still get them anyway, so it's
yeah,
like,
fair enough. Okay,
I'm already gonna lose and I've accepted that. I'm just gonna have fun now.
So question number two, I will give you multiple choice for this one.
Yay!
Try and be kind. Who performed at this year's Super Bowl halftime show? Was it A, Rihanna, B, Eminem and co, or C, Usher?
I forgot.
A.
Rihanna.
No, I meant B.
Still incorrect.
C!
It
C! C!
Was it C! Usher?
C! C!
C!
I said C before him. I said C before him, though. So, it wasn't really... I thought it was
She's
Taylor
just
Swift.
Eliminating all the... I would have said Rihanna.
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
No, definitely not.
What did she perform at then?
Her own show.
Oh, she was there because her husband or her boyfriend or...
Yeah. Should she get a point for that?
No. I don't think neither of you get a point.
Yeah,
for
that's
that.
Fair enough.
That is horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, question number three. What was the name of the single Sabrina Carpenter released in April?
Espresso.
Correct. It was Espresso.
Come on, you should have known that.
It was, what is it, like Tasty or something?
No, that was after. It's Taste.
Taste.
Okay, Tills.
So at least I'm not that horrible.
Tills, this is horrific. This is only going to go one way. Oh my God. On TikTok, sorry, question number four. On TikTok, a baby went viral for wanting to go to a hotel.
I don't know, I think that was the full. It was the. Oh my gosh, I know this! Who wants to go to the something new season? Something about. Who wants to go to the.
Number?
Seven.
It's the same number as this question.
Four.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Hotel?
I said it.
See, I don't
I
know.
I said seasons and then I said the number.
I hate how lenient I'm going to have to be on these questions. So Tills,
yeah,
you
give
can
her the
have
point.
A point.
Give her the point.
Yay,
that was horrific.
She kind of knew the answer, yeah. Which I'm happy with. Like
the one thing
with.
I was also going to say.
I'm too tired for this.
Is I had one rule at the start of this quiz. Is that
wait
you don't
the end.
Buzz in until the end of
I
the question.
I thought that was the end of the question.
It was not the end of the question. Oh. It was which hotel was it?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, it's okay, Tills. I'll just cry about it. Okay. Question number five. A film came out in June, which was the first to overtake Barbie in the box office, making $1.46 billion worldwide. Which film was it?
Wicked.
In June? Okay, wait, I have time to think about this.
Wait, can I go again?
No.
Can you give me options?
Hang on.
Just go again.
Hang on. What film
give
came
me options.
Tills, if you don't get this, it's one of the only films you've seen in the cinema this year. You've not seen many. Tills, I swear to God.
Oh, Mean Girls.
Oh my God. You think that outdid Barbie in box office? $1.46 billion.
What came out this year? I don't know.
Tilly?
I don't know.
Disney.
I still don't know. In June. In
animation.
In June.
Emotion.
Inside Out 2.
Yes,
I forgot I went to see that. No, but that's not fair because I buzzed before him and he just shouted it out.
Do we even bother? Do we just do a normal podcast?
You had to give us so many clues. We talked about it on the podcast as well. It was like, I remember at the
I
start.
I popped out of my mind.
At the start of the podcast, it was one of our like first proper talking
yeah,
points.
You guys yeah. spoke over
which
me,
was so
which
weird that we decided to do that.
Yeah, you know. It yeah, should have been easy.
Yeah, I haven't. I forgot about that, can't I?
Right. Question number six. According to Charlie XCX, what kind of summer did we all have? Harvey, for fuck's sake. Give her a second.
Well, she doesn't even know.
I do know. Oh, I do know.
You've got me kidding.
I do know. It's wait. No, but there's a few options.
Oh, is there?
No, there's not.
There's two things that the. There was. Give me three.
Charlie XCX gave us one kind of summer.
That's not right.
Okay.
That's a lie. Can you give me options?
No.
You said you were.
Not for this one. This one's too easy.
Like, let me know when I can have a go, because I'm waiting.
Give me two options.
Tills, what is Charlie... What word is Charlie XCX associated with?
She's like, it's like her
it's
only
her
thing.
It's her only thing at the moment. Green background,
Brat.
White writing.
Brat.
Fucking buzz in, will ya?
Brat Girl Summer.
Oh my God, a point for Tilly. This
I
is
know,
horrific.
I thought it was that, but there was also genuinely Swell like... Curly's Life, I swear on Curly's life, that was going to be my guess.
Can I make an argument?
Yeah, hang on a minute.
For a second.
Yeah, wait 1 second.
Because
you can't swear on...
Swearing on Curly's life doesn't go very far anymore.
Do you not... Have you never heard of that? It's when someone...
You don't swear on a dead person's
yes,
life.
Yes, you do.
Do you?
Yes. If they mean a lot to you and you swear on their dead life... No, I would never lie. Okay, swear on Curly's grave. I would swear on Curly's ashes. I swear on his ashes.
Whatever stops you quicker.
I swear on his mixed tropical what?
Jungle
next
juice.
Question. Next question.
Goes to seven.
I was gonna say that. I Tills, swear on his jungle juice.
I actually
ashes.
Don't think I actually don't think Harvey's gonna get this, and I'm really
oh
hoping
my God.
You
okay.
will. You can't, you don't have to know the thing, by the way. You can just guess what, just listen to the question, basically. Which common vegetable went viral over summer after a TikTok creator said, quote, sometimes you just need to eat an entire X, and proceeded to show fans the best way to prepare
cucumber.
It.
Cucumber.
It is a cucumber!
I see, I could have got that if I had more time, but I wouldn't have known that.
Well
off the,
done, Tilly.
Off the dome.
Jesus Christ. Right. You might want to get your hands ready at the buzzers for this one.
Yeah, however, but she's going to buzz before the question's up.
Don't do it before
Sorry.
The question's up. What is the name?
Can you say go at the end of the question? Because otherwise I won't know when the question's ended.
What is the name? This question's worth 2 points. What is the name of the baby pygmy hippo that went viral earlier this year?
Don't know.
Moodang.
It's in fact Moodang, and I regret doing 2 points.
No, just put one.
Just give me one. Just give me
yeah,
one.
Yeah, one'll do. Okay.
Sorry, I already forgot.
This is a shambles.
Right, well, how do we feel after that round, you two?
Rubbish. Is it true or false yet?
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'm on top of the world right now.
Okay.
We already know Harvey was going to win, but that's okay. I've come to terms with it.
Well done, Till.
And also has just died in the process.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. Don't show him the scores.
Just rub it in my face.
Round number two. We move on to a round called Fake News. Oh. Tills, don't cut me off. I'm the host here. Thank you very much.
Hosty.
Fake News.
Damn, you got sassy.
I will give you a series of news articles. You two are to decide whether these news articles are real or fake. You don't have to buzz in. You can both have an answer for these questions. So you can actually get rid of the buzzers now, to be fair.
Yeah, but you should probably let her answer first because she'll just copy my answer.
No, I won't. I won't.
I promise you, make your own decision. Okay, question number one. Tales of the Loch Ness Monster stretch back hundreds of years, but is it true that the US space agency NASA is helping Scottish researchers track down the mythological creature?
True. You're going to copy my answer now, aren't you?
I'm not going to lie. I got confused because you sort of stopped halfway through. Can you say it one more time,
okay.
just cleanly, and
no,
cut
yeah,
that
I'll,
in as well?
I'll do the whole first question. Question number one. Tales of the Loch Ness Monster stretch back hundreds of years, but is it true that the US space agency NASA is helping Scottish... Fuck!
Scotland. Just say
it's
Scotland.
It's my fucking lisp. No, I have to say Scottish. Question number one. Tales of the Loch Ness Monster stretch back hundreds of years, but is it true that US space agency NASA is helping Scottish researchers track down the mythological creature?
As soon as he said Scottish, right, I understood the question.
I didn't hear it. Could you just do it one more
time? No.
Okay.
I have a
okay.
lisp.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Okay. NASA are helping find Nessie.
I think it's true.
Basically, yes.
No, wait, but they wouldn't... I don't want to think out loud because he's going to copy me.
All right. Three,
no,
two...
No. Oh. I want to think out loud, but... I just don't know if NASA would want to put their time into that, but I feel like it's true.
Three, two, one.
True.
False.
I can reveal that article is real.
Okay.
Yes!
Point Tilly. Right. Well done, Tills.
Thank you.
Question
Retired,
number
so you know.
Two. A furniture company in Denmark shut down for using asbestos in their plastic pellets used to make their bean bags.
Nice.
What is that?
You know what asbestos is?
It's like ceiling dust.
Oh. You can't put it in furniture, okay. Put it that way.
3, 2, 1, true.
False.
I can reveal that that article
is false.
Is false.
Yeah.
That one was off the dome, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I made that one up. Right. Article number 3. Golden Retriever gives birth to a lime green puppy.
Oh.
See, it could go either way. Because it could be true.
She's just talking to the room.
Because it could be true, but that definitely could be something that Max made up.
Lime. See, there was a lack of detail, but then also...
If you put too much.
I feel like Max coming up with that is a little bit like out of pocket.
So now they're dissecting my capabilities instead of what the question thing, might be.
No, I can believe that he'd come up with the asbestos thing. That's more believable than a puppy.
You're not trying to beat me here.
All right.
You're trying to beat each other.
3, 2, 1, false.
I can reveal that the article is real.
Ah!
Apparently so.
We've said the same answer every time.
Yeah.
I didn't actually do any like picture checking on that. I didn't see evidence, but I believed it. Right. Article number 4. Escaped racehorse joins commuters waiting for a train at an Australian station.
Oh, well, I like that and I want it to be true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to give my answer if you are.
Can you say it again?
An escaped racehorse joins Australian commuters at a train station.
I don't understand it.
So, a racehorse...
Oh, my God.
...escaped from somewhere... Yeah. Probably a, you know, training facility.
If we ever do a Christmas quiz again, you're not invited.
And was found waiting for a train alongside other commuters at an Australian train station.
So it was on Australia.
Oh my God.
It would have had to have been, yeah.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1, true.
I can reveal that article...
Oh no.
...is real.
Oh, yes,
so
yes.
Point each. Pointless question.
I want to see the footage of that.
I think I did see the picture, you know, before I actually found that article.
Was he just chilling?
Like, I think he was just stood chilling on the platform.
Was he actually waiting for the train?
Yeah, no, he was on the platform, like, by the... And people were just like, yo.
Well, he had to get home.
I don't think he ever got on the train, to be fair, but he was on the platform.
If I was there, I would have helped him on the train.
Article number 5. British man turns himself into the police claiming he had assaulted his own toilet.
Huh. That's a tricky one. Because what... Are people insane enough to go, yeah, I shouldn't have done that to the toilet? Do you know what I mean? Like, no. Like, you'd have to be... Something is going on to do that. And it's possible, but... I don't like that as much.
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, true.
False.
I can reveal that article is false.
Oh, for God's sake!
I think it was something similar, but
I just
changed it.
I changed my answer last minute because I was like, it's probably true because it's just so ridiculous.
That one was completely off the dome.
Yeah. Okay.
I really.
There is.
I thought you saw something
sort.
Similar and changed it a bit.
No. Okay, so I don't even want to know where we are in terms of standings for the quiz. I get the feeling it's slightly even. If not, you might be...
Tilly might be winning.
...edging ahead slightly. Okay, round 3. We are on to the personal questions. Now, this is going to work a little weirdly because we've got 4 questions in total. The first 2 you're going to be buzzing in for. The second 2, you're going to have your own answers and it'll be the closest to those answers wins.
Cool.
Okay. The first question is tailored towards Tilly. Please wait for me to finish the question and then you may buzz in. What is the name of the father in Modern Family? Tilly.
Phil Dunphy.
Thank you very much. Point to Tilly.
Damn.
Also, there's other ones.
Unlucky
Jay,
her. The father in Modern... He is the father. Everyone loves him.
That's a good 2024 question.
Do you know what? The second two, fortunately,
yeah.
Are roughly, well, actually, no, Tilly's isn't. Anyway, awesome. That's question. Fine. No, I forgot to say, if the opposing person for the personalized question gets it right, they get 2 points instead of one. Okay, Harvey, this is your personalized question. Which Disney musical finished its run late this year? Tilly actually got that first.
Did she?
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Give me a minute.
Did you listen to the question?
Surely she gets frozen out after this. She's buzzed, but she doesn't know. She has buzzed, but she doesn't know.
I can be talking.
Getting in your head, mate.
No.
Game's a game.
Lion King.
I got to win.
Lion King. Harvey.
Frozen.
It is, in fact, Frozen. Point to Harvey.
I don't care.
Okay, now, this is the one where you are both allowed to have an answer.
Okay.
There are still personalized questions.
Not
you don't have to buzz, no. Still personalized questions, but it'll be closest to, because I actually don't think either of you are going to get these answers exactly right. You'll have better guesses than one another, but it's going to be tricky.
Okay.
So, Harvey, tailored to you.
Yeah.
How many roller coasters were built, brackets, completed in 2024?
Oh my gosh, you know what's crazy about this is that the big one in Saudi Arabia has just been finished. So that one definitely counts. And that was called Falcons something or other. Am I right? Did you do Falcons Fury maybe?
Let's move on.
Bro, okay. I don't have the research. I have the number.
Right. Well, I want her to guess first.
No.
I think that
because that's
might fair.
Be fair enough, yeah. That's we'll definitely fair. And then we'll do it the other way around.
So how many roller coasters were built in brackets completed in 2024?
In the whole world?
Yes, I think.
Should be. I can think. I'm thinking
can
of them now.
Can I have one more question? Are they like official? Because you know how people like build...
Tills, I'm not going to lie. I looked at a site on Google and hoped for the best. Just say a number.
25. That's definitely wrong, isn't it?
I'm...
Okay, can I change my number?
Going...
Can I change?
Don't be saying no.
Can I change Dobby my number?
Dobby says
quickly?
No.
Harvey hasn't said anything. Can I change my number?
Well, let her change once. This is your one change you can have. I'm too nice to you.
I think I'm going to...
I'm going around the three... Oh, sorry. Yeah, you go first.
You just said the 300 to try and put me off.
Say whatever you want,
I'm going to go with... I feel like I should go quite high. So I'm going to go
Don't
with,
go too high.
I'm going to go with 56. 104!
Okay.
You put me off. I was going to go for 104, but then he went, don't go too high.
Okay, 104. We'll take 104.
My official guess.
It'll be about 12.
Harvey, a guess, please.
It'll be about 12. No?
Did I win?
Where am I? What is this?
Did I win?
Point to Tilly.
Wait, seriously?
Points to Tilly.
Seriously?
2 points.
The answer is 232.
2 points. 2 points.
What?
Yeah.
What constitutes for a roller coaster?
I don't know, man.
That's not accurate.
Apparently it is.
My
How
question.
Many?
232.
Yay!
Wow. Okay. Well, then I guess that sucks to be me.
Right. Final question. Please, God, don't let it be as long as the last one. As of 2024, this is Taylor to Tilly. How many episodes of Modern Family are there?
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, am I guessing first? Then?
You are guessing first.
Okay, if I had to make an educated
if
guess.
If it helps, I think there's 11 series.
Okay.
No, there's not.
Okay.
That's what Google said.
Okay. Okay.
Is there 12?
I think.
Okay.
I
That's probably wrong.
Want
I don't know.
To say. Wait.
That's
Five,
not a number.
It is maths.
Four,
I'm going to say there's about.
Three.
200
One.
Episodes.
Okay.
Just leave
that's,
it at 200.
That's a fine guess.
Yeah.
210. That was my guess.
210 from Tilly. Said. I can reveal that the points, and to be honest, I don't even need to look at the score, the potential winner of this quiz.
Oh, no.
is Tilly, as the answer was 250 episodes of Modern Family.
Yes, I did not think I was
Dobby,
what do I get
was
for winning?
Correct? What do you get for winning?
Yeah.
This guy, right here.
Is that all
Tills, you can have.
Why am I here?
Tills, you can have this.
Do I get money? Do I get money?
Oh, Tills, you.
You popped
you
it.
You killed him.
Do I get money? It stinks. Give me the money. Where's the money?
There's no cash prize, I'm afraid.
Not
Harvey
him looking
seems
it up.
Like he's doing.
He's looking it up.
Vicious
about the
research.
Because there's no. I don't. Where did you get your information?
I typed into the internet how many roller coasters were built this year.
Were built this year? Because I don't believe that for a second.
This guy.
Over 2,000.
There's only 2,000 in operation worldwide. So how 200 were built this year is beyond me. That's not an accurate figure.
It's okay. You lost.
He's shaking.
There were like three built in the UK. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Maybe like five or six in America, two or three in Europe. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't be any more than like 15.
Guess what? I have more roller coaster knowledge than Harvey. I can officially say that now.
Since its founding in 1988, B&M have built 127 roller coasters since being founded in 1988. Your question has no substantiation. I'm not happy.
Dobby. Oh, yeah, Dobby just said he would still have lost. So well done, Tilly,
Woo!
On winning this year's quiz of the year, whatever we want to call it.
High
I'm not
five.
Gonna lie, I was so tired. Well done, Tills. That's your prize.
See, no one
Chris
thought
pie
I
five.
Was gonna win.
I'm gonna text Jack Silkstone after this and ask him how many roller coasters were built this year. Right, anyway, before we wrap up. Yeah, well done.
Tills, please.
Well done,
this.
Tilly. Over Santa's corpse, we'll read the comment shout-outs. The first one, I'm going to do two today because it's, you know, our birthday's coming up and I can do what I want. First one goes to I Love Hickstrid, and they say, hey guys, I'm new here and I'm really enjoying your podcast. I love how you talk about anything and everything. How did the idea of a podcast come about?
Well... I actually think I talked about this on a live stream
the other day.
But I had wanted to do a podcast for a while and we wanted to figure out something that we could do on YouTube. We just didn't really know what it was going to be. And then we started doing the live streams with Tilly sort of earlier on in the year. Everyone decided all of a sudden that they loved her for some reason. And so we thought, how can we get Tilly involved in a proper project that we can make consistent and actually, you know, pleasant to view for people. So that's sort of how the podcast came about. We brainstormed it with our manager a little bit. She was great. She was very helpful. Of course, with Dobby over here as well, Mr. Videographer extraordinaire. Credit goes to him. Thank you, Dobby, for all your time and effort this year. You've made this podcast wonderful.
Go Dobby.
And yeah, I suppose Tilly too. She's here as well.
Yep. The next question is from Summer Orchard, who asks, my question is, do you get affected by TV character deaths? Like, do you cry? Also love the podcast.
Do you know what? My general answer is no. However, there have been moments in certain shows where you do actually sort of develop a connection to a character and don't want them to die or disappear in said moment. I mean, anime betrayals, that's crazy.
I feel like...
are they like actually a big thing? You've started watching anime.
Yeah. Ew. No, I've not really actually witnessed any betrayals.
Careful, there's a big audience for that.
I've not witnessed betrayals thus far.
You know, Leo watches anime as well.
The thing is, Tills,
that writes it off then.
So, and I'm gonna out myself here. I've only really watched I've watched three because I watched One Punch Man as well. One Punch Man is hilarious. It's just ridiculous. Blue Eye Samurai, hear me out. Actually, this is not a hear me out. Don't hear me out. But it's a phenomenal series. Like, it's a proper drama. And I watched it, the English version. I'm not sure if that's the original version, but it's done so unbelievably well.
Maybe it's when someone sits in that seat
that they're boring.
Wait, what are you trying to say?
I started playing with Tilly's zipper and I realized where I was.
Maybe you just don't like it when you're not speaking. Yeah, maybe that's the issue here, Mr.
You know,
himself.
No, but you're,
you know,
in my,
you're the same.
In my head, I was
no,
going,
I'm fine not speaking.
You join onto his bandwagon when I'm over there.
Yeah, of course I'm going to bully you as well because it's funny, but I don't hate it when I'm not speaking.
But in my head, I was just trying to see how I could get it over to Tilly as quickly as possible. You ever cried at a TV character death or film?
No, I think it doesn't really bother me personally, but obviously if they're like your favorite character, they clearly do something to the story for you or whatever. Like, I feel like if someone in Modern Family, this makes me seem really obsessed with Modern Family, which I'm actually not.
You watch it
you
a
kind
lot.
Of are.
I'm not. I do really like it, but like if someone, like, say Cam died, it would just be like, well, I probably wouldn't watch it anymore.
Oh.
Not that he's, like, my favourite, because I don't really have favourite characters, but, like, it's, like, something adds to the story, and, like, there's a reason that maybe that TV show's your favourite, where I wouldn't cry because he's still alive in real life.
Sometimes it can make you well up, though, was the point that I was getting to. Like, you can get connected enough to a character to sort of be like, oh, damn.
But if you know they died in real life, then maybe. Like, you know, in Glee.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. Nah, Black Panther.
Corey Monteith.
Was a really rough one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Chadwick
Glee
Boseman.
Was rough as well.
I have cried at a TV show.
Boo.
Fact. Have I told you this?
Like, sad tears?
Weirdly, no. But it wasn't laughing tears either. It's like, so, and I'll make this quick because it's not that interesting, but The Morning Show. At the end of season one, there has never been a more, like, epic, timed, like, emotional moment, but it's got nothing to do with anyone dying. It's gone, well,
spoilers.
it's technically the moment technically doesn't have anything to do with anyone dying. I think.
Isn't that the news?
What?
Isn't yeah, yeah. It's about the news, but it's much deeper than that. But anyway, wrapping up the end of the first season, I've watched it two or three times and without fail have welled up or cried watching it because it's just so epic. I know. It's just so good.
I'm trying to think of something that I haven't really cried at any TV shows.
The Les Mis film almost got me. That's about it, really.
Inside Out? You said you cried at Inside Out, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't cry. I teared up, actually, to be fair. But I didn't cry.
Mm.
But that's a movie.
I want receipts on that.
So yeah, I said all films, to be fair.
Sorry, that was my bad.
But yes, anyway, thank you all so much for watching. This has been the 13 Again podcast, the end of year quiz episode. We hope you enjoyed it, as chaotic as it was. And make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, especially if you want a comment shout out, because we do them every week, and we'll be back.
Yeah, but do you do them for the subscribers?
We usually try and pick out subscribers, yeah, but you'd assume that most people that comment are subscribed. And if you're not, what are you doing? Subscribe. Thanks for watching. We've been Max, Harvey, and Tilly, and we'll see you in the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Au revoir.
Nice.